From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Later today, NBC will broadcast the men's free skating event at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics, where skaters from around the world are taking to the ice to show off their lutzes and axels and quad jumps, all in time to gorgeous music. But this year, the music is a little different. It's the first year figure skaters are allowed to skate to songs with lyrics. So we're seeing skaters use pop songs, which brings up a question. Who pays for the rights to use them? Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
When 19-year-old Italian figure skater Matteo Rizzo hits the ice for his free skate, you might feel like you're watching him skate to a classic rock station. Rizzo uses a medley of Come Together, Let It Be, and Help by the Beatles. Steve Winogradsky, the guy who wrote Music Publishing, The Complete Guide, says the question for figure skaters at the Olympics who want to use a particular song is pretty simple.
Do they need to get permission? And the answer is no.
So why is that?
That's because it's really treated as a live performance.
Amy E. Mitchell's an entertainment lawyer in Texas. She says the live performance falls under a blanket agreement broadcasters have with artists. It gives NBC permission to broadcast a piece of music from a public commercial setting. And it's considered live, even though many of the broadcasts from the Olympics in South Korea are on a tape delay. It's much different from when a production company wants to use a song for a TV show or a movie. That requires a synchronization fee. And for a bunch of Beatles songs, that's going to cost six figures, easy.
Sing fees are really where you can get into some intense negotiations or the dreaded no response or a rejection of a license request.
The live performance license is a lot easier to obtain. NBC wouldn't comment on the specifics of the music licensing agreement that covers the Olympics, but the live performance fees are collected and distributed by performing rights organizations. ASCAP and BMI are the big ones in the U.S. Winogradsky says artists should be happy if a skater decides to use their song.
The writers and publishers will see a bump because it's a network performance that they might not have already had.
That is, as long as NBC keeps track of all the songs, says Susie Weston, a music licensing consultant.
They need to put on a music cue sheet exactly what song was performed, who the writers are, who the publisher is.
But ASCAP and BMI are still catching up with the way we consume content nowadays. Again, Steve Winogradsky.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens after these Olympics, how many of these skating performances actually end up online unauthorized, and will eventually get taken down.
So if you want to go back and stream a French skater jumping and twirling to Beyoncé, you better act fast. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.